All right, are we ready?
Yeah!
The real reason for the invention of the Internet. TalkZone.com. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and this is one of the most popular segments of the show where I answer your questions via email or calling in. If you'd like to ask a question, our phone number for U.S. callers is 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. And I think you should go for it. And international callers can dial 011-847-470-0937. And I understand we have a caller on the line right now. Marissa, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. What's your question?
Hi, Valerie. My daughter, Elise, is going to be competing in her state Teen USA pageant this fall, and we were wondering what she should be doing to prepare for the swimsuit competition.
That's a great question, Marissa, and best wishes to Elise as she's getting ready over the summer. It's a perfect time to be getting ready for swimsuit season. The most important thing for most teens to be doing to get in perfect swimsuit condition is to try to eliminate the junk food. Now, I know this is a bit of a challenge, Marissa, but most teens' metabolism is still burning at a pretty high rate, and they're still pretty active. Is she active in sports or after-school activities, dance, cheerleading, anything?
Yes, she is.
Great. So she's already getting a lot of regular activity. So the first step that you want to do is make sure that she's eating a healthy diet with plenty of protein, carbohydrates in the form of complex carbohydrates. You know, M&Ms, unfortunately, do not actually qualify as a complex carbohydrate. You want to be eliminating the sugars and try to stick to the natural complex carbohydrates. And, of course, she needs to be getting some fat, too. And really, 80% of getting a teen into shape has to do with their diet. At least that's what all the personal trainers and nutritionists tell me. Then if you feel that there's a particular area that she needs to improve in, it's perfectly fine to go to your local trainer or to your local gym and get a workout program for her. Maybe she needs to go in 2 times a week, maybe 3 times a week to do a weightlifting or aerobic program that complements the physical activity she's already involved in. Fortunately, you've got plenty of time because she's competing in the fall. So now is the time to get started on a healthy eating program. I know that a lot of the elite contestants, you know, that are competing at the national level that we're seeing on TV, are really buckling down. They really start buckling down 4 to 6 weeks before their pageant, but they're certainly eating healthy, even 4 to 5 months prior to the pageant. Does that help, Marissa?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Great, and good luck to her on her state Teen USA pageant. I'm sure she's going to do great. Let's go to an email question. Our first email question is from Helen, and interestingly enough, this came up during our guest segment today. Helen asks, my daughter is thinking about doing a reality show that wants to film pageant contestants during the competition. I'm concerned that it will make her look bad. What do you think? I understand your concern, Helen. There are a lot of reality shows who really make their money by presenting what I call trauma and drama, by presenting the worst part of any situation, where it's pageants or cheerleader tryouts or football or getting ready for some other kind of event. They really try to focus just on the negative side. I think that you need to ask yourself what the name of the show is and then go and check out the show and see what kind of typical coverage they get. As you may know, I've been on 2 reality TV shows on MTV. The first one I was on is Made, and the second one was True Life. And those were both positive experiences. And I got a lot of calls for reality shows after that. They were calling me like every 2 weeks. And I declined most of those reality shows for 2 reasons. Number one, the shows I had seen or checked them out, and they had bad reputations. They were clearly going for trauma and drama. Then the other reason I started declining reality shows is I found that many reality shows were actually trying to direct or manipulate what you said on camera. And on the shows that I did on Made in True Life, I wasn't edited. I wasn't told to say this or not say that. I had complete freedom of what I was able to say. You need to have complete freedom of what you're thing at a pageant, and you all, but you also need to be aware that they are going to edit. So you need to be careful that you're not saying a sound bite that's going to sound out of context if it's taken out of its sentence. So I certainly would check out the show to see what kind of reputation it has. I would also check out the contestant contract of the pageants that you're considering entering in the future. There are several prestigious pageants that have added to the contestant contract that they do not want people who have competed in reality shows before. And I think the reason for that is because they don't want to have a title holder win the title and now they're the spokesperson for their pageant. And 18 months ago, they were in a reality show on TV behaving badly, displaying poor sportsmanship, bashing the other contestants. No one wants that kind of person turning up as the title holder. So make sure, first of all, that it's a reputable show and it doesn't do a lot of T&D, trauma and drama. And secondly, consider what pageants your daughter might be interested in competing in the future and make sure they don't have a clause in their contract excluding you if you've competed in a reality show. Hope that helps, Helen, and good luck to your daughter at her next pageant. Now we're going to go to the phones, and we have Anne on the line. Anne has a question about gowns. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Hi, Valerie. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
I am going to be competing in the Mrs. pageant in August, and I was wondering what type of a gown I should look for.
Excellent question. This is a very common concern for Mrs. contestants because certainly you want to look glamorous and sexy, but you don't want to look like you're trying too hard. You don't want to look like your gown is not age appropriate or that you're going to have your teenage daughter or younger daughter in the audience going, I can't believe she wore that on stage. So I think that you want to look for a nice balance. Obviously, your first choice is to select a color and style that's flattering to your skin tone and your personal figure. And then the next thing you need to do is decide what is really age appropriate. If you're a 20-something Mrs., then you basically have many of the same choices that a Miss might have, especially if your body's in shape and you're very toned. If you're a 30-something or a 40-something or even beyond Mrs., you might want to go with something that shows a little less skin. Even if you're in perfect shape, many of the Mrs. pageants expect slightly more conservative gowns for their Mrs. title holders. Now, I'm not saying, you know, cover up every inch of skin, long sleeves, high turtleneck gown. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that sometimes we understand that judges score down if you're a Mrs. and you have a deep, deep pledging neckline that goes all the way to your navel and really shows a lot of cleavage, or if the gown and back is cut so low that we really see a little more of your cute little bottom than we'd like to see. Or I did attend a pageant where there was a Mrs. and she was beautiful and she was in perfect shape. She was in her mid-40s and she had a slit that was cut so high on her leg that it was really inappropriate, especially when she turned side to side. So I do think that you want to look for things that are age appropriate. And Anne, as a resource for you, just as an FYI, the Sherry Hill episode of Pageant Talk Radio is posted on the Pageant Talk Radio show page. If you go to pageanttalkradio.com and scroll down to find the Sherry Hill episode, you can click on that and listen to that. And Sherry gives a lot of specific advice as to color or body style, you know, what style body you have and what kind of gown most flatters that, as well as gowns for Mrs. contestants. So hopefully that answers your question, Anne. How does that help?
It is fine, thanks. Just what I was looking for.
Great. Well, good luck at your next pageant, Anne. All right, we're going to go on to our next email question. And our next email question comes to us from Cheryl. Cheryl says, I had a headshot taken recently and I just hate it. The lighting and makeup are bad and I don't have time to do another photo shoot prior to my pageant. Should I just do something at home with my own camera or should I submit a photo that I don't love? Well, I think, Cheryl, we've all had a headshot taken that we don't love for whatever reasons. And first, I do want to caution you that we tend to be our own worst critics. We're often very hard on ourselves, and when we look at a photo, we see things that other people don't look, or we maybe have a higher expectation of what our photo should look like. So first of all, I encourage you to show your headshot to a few family and friends, or perhaps even a pageant friend or someone in the pageant industry whose opinion you respect, and ask them if you're just being overcritical or if this is really a bad headshot. If it is, in fact, a bad headshot, which does happen from time to time, you have, of course, a couple of options. You can call the photographer and let them know that you're not happy, that the lighting and makeup were bad, and that you really need to reshoot. And oftentimes they'll reshoot for no cost or discount, because if the lighting is off, then that's certainly something that they have responsibility. If there just isn't time to do a reshoot, or if your photographer, for whatever reason, is not going to do a reshoot for you, you can get it retouched. There are several fabulous retouching services that you can find online. You just do an internet search for pageant retouching or photo retouching. Either one of those will work. I have had several clients, students of mine, who have used pageantretouching.com. That's www.pageantretouching.com, and they've had really, really good success with them. And what a pageant retoucher can do, and once again, there's lots of great ones out there, just do an internet search. What a pageant retoucher can do is change the lighting, change the coloring, remove hair that may have, you know, been on your forehead that you want to kind of brush out of the way. There was a string on your clothing. They can erase all of those things. That is, of course, assuming that you have a digital image of the photograph. So I would definitely start, Cheryl, by doing an internet search on pageant retouching services. And typically, many of the pageant retouching services can do those within 24 to 48 hours once they've received your payment and your digital image. So that would be a great option for you to get a photo that you love and that you feel really happy about for the program book, as well as any photogenic awards. So hope that helps, Cheryl, and good luck at your next pageant. Our last question today comes from Gina Freeman. Gina is Mrs. North Carolina American Queen. Congratulations, Gina. And she says, I just won my state title 2 weeks ago, and I only have 7.5 weeks left to get fit. I'm in good shape now, but need to be ready for my national pageant in a short period of time. Any advice? Well, Gina, I think that being fit is certainly a question that many, many contestants have, and I've already touched on this a little bit earlier with the teen contestant who is getting ready for her state Teen USA pageant. I think that the first thing you need to do, Gina, I'm so sorry to tell you this, I'm a big fan of junk food, but you have to cut out the junk food. The fries, the pizza, the milkshakes, the candy, the chocolate, which we all love. Those are the first things that you need to cut out. You need to take a real hard look at your eating plan, your nutritional plan, to make sure that it's balanced and you're taking in really good food. If you're interested in getting fit in a short period of time, really having a very clean nutrition plan is the best thing you can do. I think that you can do an internet search on pageant fitness trainers or nutritionists. You may even be able to find a trainer at your local gym or a nutritionist through your local gym that can give you a nutrition plan that can really maximize your ability to get in shape in a short period of time. If you need to lose weight, you probably are going to be wanting to look at implementing an aerobics plan 5 to 6 days a week. And if you're looking to tone up, you're probably going to be wanting to look at making sure you have a weightlifting program that meets your own particular body style and fitness needs. So I think the first thing I do, step number one today, Gina, is go ahead and get a nutritional eating plan that really reflects clean eating, that has protein, complex carbohydrates, and a certain amount of fat. You need fat, ladies. You cannot compete with no fat. And then also just getting a nice aerobics plan and weightlifting plan that really balances itself out. And I hope that works for you, Gina, and good luck at your pageant. I'm sure you're going to be great. Well, that's it for this week's show. I hope you found the information helpful and inspirational. I want to remind you that we'll be back next week with information about the best ways to attract pageant sponsors, and where we'll be sharing specific strategies and tips to help you gain support for your next pageant competition. Don't forget to visit my website, pageantinterviewcoach.com. And thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
You've been listening to Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. Visit her website at pageantinterviewcoach.com and join us for more Pageant Talk Radio next time, right here on TalkZone.com.